This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Are you woke yet? Now, I don't mean like waking up from your nap or whatever, because I know you always set your alarm when it's time to visit the Kevin Jackson Show when we're coming on. You don't have to do that because you can go right to the KevinJacksonShow.com and listen anytime you want on the podcast. But if you are listening to me at the assigned time that you should, my question is not about waking you up from a slumber, from your sleep, Rip Van Winkle. My question is, are you woke yet? Do you realize that you are one tweet away from being fired? One tweet. Do you realize that you are one innocent comment away from losing your job, conservative? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Again, I can't say it enough. I wrote a book called Race Pimping, and I wrote it, 2-3 years ago, and it is still applicable in a decade from now. If you don't do your job, it will still be applicable then. I told you white folks, get in on the race pimping of becoming black. Come on, don't let Rachel Dolezal be the only one. You are one something away from catastrophe because the social justice warriors are out there waiting to get you, waiting to get hear you say the wrong thing or have the wrong thought even before you think it, before you say it. And that's exactly what the social justice movement is about. It is meant to scare the living daylights out of you to where you keep your mouth shut. A friend of mine said he didn't even want to mention that he's glad that the George Floyd funeral is done so we can move on. He did not want to say that because he was afraid of the repercussions, the ramifications of saying something. What? Is that stupid? Wow. Let me tell you something. Folks, I'm here because I will say the things that you are afraid to say. And my suspicion is you are here because you want to hear the truth. You want to hear your thoughts realized, your opinions actually spoken, so you can say, I said that. That's what I was thinking. I wish I could say that. I think that's why a lot of you are here. You're living vicariously through me. And fortunately for you, we all agree in speaking the truth, and I'm willing to do it for you. I joked with a radio buddy of mine. I said, that's what your white folks do. You come to black people and you say, hey, and we say it for you because we have indemnity. I can get away with it, as you say. Well, here's a dirty little secret, folks. I would do this if I were white. I know you're afraid. You don't want to lose your careers. As I said earlier, you're one tweet away from being fired. I was one tweet away from being fired. When I called the Kavanaugh accusers lying skanks, did I stop? Did I, oh my gosh, I don't know, this. What will happen if I do this? I told you guys I had a conversation with God before I pushed the button, and he said to me, he goes, Kev, you do realize pushing that button is going to change your life dramatically. And I said, I do, God. That's why I have you. Click, and I pushed the button. And Fox fired me within 5 minutes. Do I seem daunted by it? No, I'm undaunted. Fox lost, not Kevin Jackson. You know how many people come to me every single week, almost every day, and they say, Kev, I miss you on Fox. I miss you on Fox. There's a lot of people on Fox. They can't wear my jock strap. And that's not because I think of myself as so great. I know what I delivered to Fox. You want to know why my commentary on Fox was so great? And I will say that it is, without trying to sound self-aggrandizing. I'm not bragging. You want to know why my commentary on Fox was so freaking awesome? Because it was truthful. It's that simple. I wasn't afraid to say what others are afraid to say. Anyway, have you heard of these autonomous zones? These are areas of Seattle where you can, quote, leave the U.S. and enter into a new version of America. Let's just call it hell, because that's what it is. And this friend of mine, he had a tweet up about it, and I swear, I don't know if this is true or not, but I'm going to read this tweet to you. He says, day one, utopia of F capitalism and F the police. Also on day one, homeless people robbed us. Please send, I don't know, he says soy from capitalism. I don't know if he's saying somebody. But homeless people robbed, day one. Day two, warlord took over and is beating the crap out of us. Please send police. He says, sound like a witty joke? It's real life. That's what happened in Seattle. The moment that they said, screw the police and screw capitalism, homeless people started robbing the citizens of Seattle. They wanted capitalists to show up to send, I don't know what it is, I don't know what soy is, if that's like a shortened for something, or they actually wanted soybeans. But then the second day, warlords, people that decided, the shot callers said, oh, no cops, we'll run this mug. And they started beating the crap out of Seattle's citizens. File that under, be careful what you wish for, because you just might get it. You have any sympathy for Seattle? You have any sympathy for Portland, where Antifa runs wild in that city? By the way, in Seattle, believe it or not, the governor of Washington, Governor Jay Inslee, claims that he knew nothing about what was happening in Seattle. How detached can you be to not know that in one of your biggest cities, that the mayor is letting thugs run the city? People are getting their constitutional rights completely violated, getting the crap beat out of them for nothing, and you don't even know. Folks, do you think that the normal Democrat voter, the independent voter, is not watching this and going, wow? I don't know how crazy, what your sensibilities are. You recognize this. Don't think all these Democrats and independents are so far gone they don't get it. You're seeing only the craziest of the crazies. You're seeing that fringe 5 to 10% that's always out there raising heck. And you may think, whoa, if this is the way the world is going, we've got no chance. Trust and believe. Those fringe groups are scaring the heck out of Democrats and independents. That's why they're losing so many. Short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So we've got Democrat politicians donning African garb and kneeling for lies. And I asked the question earlier in the broadcast, have you ever seen a politician, or particularly a Democrat, kneel for a fallen police officer? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Oh, they'll do the moment of silence or whatever, but did they get dressed in blue, you know, the thing that depicts police officers, and go and do some sort of a Cirque du Soleil-type presentation so that they could all kneel for the fallen officers? Have they kneeled for the number of black babies killed by abortions? Have they kneeled for the number of blacks killed by other black folks? Boom. Short answer is no. No, they can't get on bended knee for that, but they can get on bended knee for the lies that are told around Black Lives Matter. Lies. And look, if you want to buy into it, if you want to believe, say, well, I can't say this because Black Lives Matter. If I say this, it's going to make people mad. People getting fired for All Lives Matter are being criticized, publicly chastised for saying everybody's important to me. Can you imagine me on Fox having a debate with a Black Lives Matter person? Kevin, you don't understand the black condition. And I say, I understand it completely. And if you want to convince this brother that black people are worth more than anybody else, I'm going to call you what I would call anybody else saying that. You are an abject racist. And you'll never hear those words come out of my mouth. Black Lives Matter is racist, period. All lives matter, and they matter equally. And the only thing that makes them disproportionately equal is the level of closeness you have. I have white friends that I give a lot more care about their life or death than I do black people that I know. A lot of them. And vice versa. I have a lot of black friends. I have a lot of black family that I care about more than anybody. And their deaths I take more than any. But the lives are not worth anything more. We're all equal, theoretically, right? You can be influenced. Oh, you can bring out my bias. Oh, Kevin, he used to rape children. Sorry, I don't care about that life. But without knowing who the person is, without having any other information about him, all lives matter. And they certainly matter to somebody. Even the guy that raped babies, I promise you, his mother cares. His mother is torn up over his death, no matter how bad they are. That's what God is all about, just for the record. God is there to go, I don't care what you did, what you've done with your life. I don't care. I still love you. If you want to believe in me and believe in yourself to be redeemable, I love you. Because you know what? You are flawed. And some of you are so flawed, humanity can't stand you. Yeah, I know. Social justice warrior because of the death of George Floyd has been back in schools, all these colleges and universities. Got to get woke. I talked about a professor who was fired because he wouldn't move the finals for black people because we all got to, oh, George Floyd died. Well, all the black folks, oh, look out here. They need some special treatment. Somebody alert the plantation owners. Social justice agenda. You know, it starts in schools and it continues. That's why all the things that you're facing, all the things that have come to fruition that we are realizing and witnessing right now are based on decades of teaching this crap. And you want to give to your alma mater? You want to send your children into this nonsense? I would even tell you it's difficult to get a math or a science degree anymore because of the social justice agenda. We got NASCAR who says, hey, look, we are not going to allow the Confederate flag. I don't even need to go into the Southern, you know, history around the flag, but we're not going to allow that. But more importantly, we got a driver who's going to put Black Lives Matter on his car. He's going to put a lie on his car and spread that throughout the South. Because the South needs to get woke. Hey, are you woke? Is this thing on? We got the U.S. soccer team who has authorized kneeling. They have authorized kneeling on behalf of the lie of unarmed black people killed by cops. We've got monuments being attacked. This is your $1.something trillion a year that gets spent in schools that is essentially said, disregard the history of this country, the civics, the decorum, all the things that you should be taught about the rule of law, etc. Disregard that and go behead Columbus and tear down Jefferson Davis. And let's rewrite history while we're at it. I asked the question of a Democrat not long ago, what statues are you going to allow? You're going to build statues to Michael Brown. You're going to build a statue to George Floyd. You're going to build a statue to that scumbag Barack Obama? What's going to happen? What do you think is going to stand the test of time? You're going to build a statue to Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer or Adam Schiff or Jerry Nadler? Jim Comey? Who are you going to build a statue to? All statues are built to about flawed men or women, all of them. And in the historical context of why they're built, some are not built to things I would honor, but many of them are. And they're flawed men, every single one of them, flawed to their core, but redeemable. We got a petition to rename military bases. The president thankfully said, not even going to address it. We got enough on. I got more things important on my plate. A&E cancels Live PD, which I'm not going to lie, Dan Abrams, biggest leftist on the planet, acts like he's pro-cop. He's Dan Abrams wants to make a buck. He's glad to have a hit show. So I'm glad they canceled it because Dan Abrams and MS and the people that own that network are a bunch of leftists. So I'm glad for that. But that's not the reason they canceled it. They canceled it because they want to pretend that black, you know, they want to perpetuate the lie. Cops, the show Cops is canceled. You know why they canceled Cops? They said Cops depicts black people in a bad way. Folks, this is a reality show. It's a reality show. It's not made up. Hey, they don't go, hey, listen, go out, pay some black people to go out and beat their wives, go steal some cars, or have an unauthorized weapon, or shoot at cops, or do burglaries, and then we'll get them. We'll get them on TV. It's gotten so ridiculous that the animated kid show Paw Patrol is being scrutinized because you can't have kids believing that police are good. So you can't have good cops. So let's regulate Paw Patrol. Meanwhile, there's a surge in police shootings. Thank you, Barack Obama. That's your real legacy. Your legacy of chaos and mayhem and crime in America under the guise of racial justice. Cop just shot the other day in California. And oh God, we can't let Gone with the Wind continue, right? First black female Academy Award winner, but let's disrespect her and the telling of that story in its context of the time in America when people didn't think as highly of blacks, when we were in marginal roles. But let's forget that. It doesn't depict blacks the way we want. Even Whoopi Goldberg got on and said, wait a minute, are we going to get rid of Superfly and Shaft and all these blaxploitation films, Cleopatra Jones? They didn't either, but it was a statement of the time. It was the art of the day. Gosh, people, when are we going to wake up, take this country back?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court on Thursday enhanced the ability of President Trump's administration to quickly deport illegal immigrants, including asylum seekers, with limited judicial review, handing him a victory in a case involving one of his signature issues in an election year. The justices ruled 7-2 in favor of the administration. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Senate Democrats blocking the GOP police reform bill is the latest absurdity.
Well, yesterday here in the Senate, the latest absurdity was added to the list. Our Democratic colleagues tried to say with straight faces they want the Senate to discuss police reform while they block the Senate from discussing police reform.
Democrats in Congress are set to vote on their bill on Thursday, which will likely pass along party lines. You're listening to USA Radio News. A top Senate committee is wanting more information on UFOs. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
The U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee wants the Pentagon to release a public report on UFOs. The committee issuing the demand after the New York Times reported that the Office of Naval Intelligence continues tracking unidentified flying objects in a systematic way. In the past, federal officials have said a program like that existed but was ended in 2012. The intelligence panel has directed the Director of National Intelligence and other agency chiefs to submit a detailed report on the investigation within 180 days.
According to a new report, the IRS paid out $1.4 billion in stimulus money to just over 1 million dead people. The deceased filed taxes in either 2018 or 2019 and automatically received the payments. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hartman tweeted this. Earlier suggestions that multiple officers from each zone had walked off the job were inaccurate. The department is experiencing a higher than usual number of call-outs with the incoming shift. We have enough resources to maintain operations and remain able to respond to incidents. Mayor, what do you make of this?
Well, you know, Chris, across the country, morale is down with police departments, and I think ours is down tenfold. This has been a very tough few weeks in Atlanta, and with the tragedy of Mr. Brooks, and then on top of that, the excessive force charges that were brought against the officers involved with the college students, there's a lot happening in our city, and our police officers are receiving the brunt of it, quite frankly. But what I will say is this, is my administration's had a great working relationship with our officers. In fact, our officers were given a historic pay raise by our administration, and it was so our officers wouldn't have to work three jobs and be fatigued so that they could afford to live in the city of Atlanta so that they would not be resentful about policing our streets so that we could have the best to choose from on our force. And so what I would say is in the same way our administration's made that commitment to our officers, we expect that our officers will keep their commitment to our communities.
Do you think that the charges that came down today against Officer Rolfe warrant this kind of potential revolt by police officers?
No, I don't.
Well, that was Atlanta. Obviously, the Atlanta mayor being interviewed by Fredo. And she says that he says earlier suggestions that they'd walked off the job. So let me tell you what just happened there. By the way, this is the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. When that police commissioner or whatever responded and said, no, we haven't walked off the job. That's a CYA move. That's a no. We didn't violate any contracts. We haven't violated the public trust. We're still doing our jobs. Wink, wink. Yeah. Good for you, Atlanta PD. Good for you, LAPD transit cops, who just said, I feel like I'm coming down with something. Yeah, it's called the blue flu. I already told you guys what I wish for. I wish there was some big button you could push, and it would just, not only are you going to, say there are no cops here, but let the criminals know. Let the criminals know. Nothing. Go do it. We're going to put out a word. And in fact, I think the police chief could do something very subtle. These police chiefs could do something very subtle. They could say, listen, There, you know, there's been a lot of activity with police officers. I mean, I don't know how you do it, but they would couch it to where all the officers knew Tuesday through Friday, you know, there's going to be a donut day, wink, wink, right? And don't show up. Don't arrest anybody. Do nothing. Respond to no calls. Do absolutely nothing. Now, this mayor, we gave him a lot of more money, yeah. Well, and you do know morale is down. Yeah, I wonder why morale is down with police officers across the country. You want to talk about Legacy Obama? The morale is down because police officers are sick of this crap. Yeah, I did mention we made a movie called Bleeding Blue. It's going to be out. Again, we're meeting with the team. We're saying that the time to see, for everybody to see this movie, it is right now. So that's what we're doing. Anyway, morale is down. So she says, we gave them a historic pay raise. So, and I love this part. I love this part because this part is so condemning for the leftists and how they treat police. Here's what she said. She said, we gave them a historic pay raise. So they wouldn't have to work three jobs. Now, we hear about teachers all the time. Oh, the poor teachers, they buy their own supplies and all this stuff. You have people that are getting the crap kicked out of them that are dying at geometric times of the perps that they go after. And she says, we gave them historic pay raises so they wouldn't have to work three jobs. She knows cops can't make a living, can't live in the very cities that they want to live. You want to know why the cops can't live in Atlanta? Because they can't afford it. That's what she's telling you. She's telling you, we have created an ecosystem where the people, you know, it's supposed to be police in your neighborhood. The police is like a school. A police officer is supposed to live near his precinct. That was the way it was set up. It was community policing. And police would be, okay, here's your geography. You'll know everybody. You know the hood. You're from the hood. I'm not talking about like a hood like black or white. I'm saying you know this is my neighborhood. So if it was old man White Johnson, cop, you know, grew up as a kid running those streets and knowing those kids, they'd say, you want to be a cop? We're going to put you in your area. Because you live there. I'm not saying you can't escape, but that was kind of the nature of it, was we're going to put you close. Because you know it. Oh, I know Ted, yeah, I remember. Yeah, he was already kind of headed in the wrong direction. What do you know about your friends, right? What do you know about your neighborhood? Oh, yeah, man, there used to be this on the corner, then they tore that down and they built this new subway, blah, blah, blah. You know the neighborhood. You know what it used to be. You know where it's going. So that's why they did it. They would put you there. We don't do that anymore. These people can't afford to live. Go to New York, where you used to live, in Brooklyn, and try to buy a home. In some of the worst areas of New York, bad areas, it costs a minimum of $1 million. We're talking about for a two-bedroom apartment. Forget houses. I mean, it's so out of scale. So these cops can't even afford to live there. And she's admitting it. She's going, well, we gave them a raise and we expect them to live up to, I don't care if you die, you got more money. You know what I mean? That's the logic. I don't care. And here's the worst part. Every cop on the force across the country looked at, first of all, they looked at the killing of George Floyd and they went, not good. Not good at all. Some people say that guy was a crisis actor. I don't know if he is or isn't. Derek Chauvin. Could be. But he's got his knee on the neck of what's his face, whether he's a crisis actor or not. And that's what has sparked all of this. And the majority of cops across the country went, man, that doesn't look good. That doesn't make us look good. I wouldn't want to do that. He wasn't in a life or death situation. I've made this comment. I told you point blank. If I'm a cop and you resist me, I reserve the right to kick the crap out of you. Period. The minute you start resisting, I don't go into cop mode. I go into KJ mode, and I'm going to ninja you until you – I'm going to knock you stone out. And don't you dare reach for my weapon, because then I'm going to shoot you. I'm not going to tase you. I'm going to shoot. I'm telling you right now how I would do it. I'll deal with the civilian review boards after, because what I will be going – what will happen is I will be alive. Body cam, cop cam, everything else. I'm going to say, look, I tried to arrest this dude. He's bigger than I am. That's the end of the story for me. They said, oh, you can't use a chokehold. Really? Resist me. I will choke you stone out. I'll choke you out till the paddy wagon gets there. Well, he was choked to death. Well, he shouldn't have been resisting. Simple as that. So anyway, cops are upset because they're looking at George Floyd and they're going, we didn't like that. He was subdued. It was over, right? But then they look at this situation with Rayshard Brooks, and they're going, uh-uh, no way. These cops were respectful. They stood there. I didn't watch the whole thing. They said the video's 20 minutes. They were talking to him with respect. There was no, well, what are you doing out there? I'm dark after dark there, corner, Negro. What are you doing out here? We hang boys like you. This is the way they want you to believe it. They were completely cordial. I described everything this guy has. He's got warrants out for his arrest and all kinds of stuff, and he's drunk. And two of them could not subdue him. I want you to understand what would happen if an ordinary person had gone after this guy. What do you think would have happened to them? This dude is a killer. You know, weapons charges, all kinds of stuff. So the cops are looking at this going, wait a minute, that is totally legit. Two guys are wrestling this dude. I mean, he gets up and bam, he punches the dude in the face where he looked like he was trained. It was not a chumpy punch, a loopy punch. He was like, bam, from, you know, right from the hip, shoulder, elbows tucked in, boom, hits him. Then goes after his taser and gets himself killed. And every cop in the country is going, that's a legitimate shoot. There ain't nothing wrong with that. And you want to charge this dude? So if I go out and do my job correctly, I'm going to get charged with murder? Okay, I tell you what. You can police yourself. And that's what's going on right now. Good form.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, Matt.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear masks to protect me.
Let's all wear masks to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. But not just any mask. Cheap doesn't mean protection. Sunny-Bay.com has the best value of high-quality N95 or disposable face masks anywhere. Get disposable Level 1 face masks now, a 20-pack starting at only $12. Or a 10-pack of N95 respirator masks is only $34. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection at Sunny-Bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at Sunny-Bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
And charged with aggravated assault of Ms. Pilgrim, and this is for pointing a taser at Mrs. Pilgrim. And as many of you all know, under Georgia law, a taser is considered as a deadly weapon under Georgia law.
That was the Atlanta PD who says, you realize in Georgia, pointing a taser at somebody is a criminal offense or whatever he called it. But not when Rayshard Brooks got killed. Oh, how about that double standard right in front of your face? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm talking about the craziness of leftism and why you cannot, you don't want to live anywhere near a leftist. You don't want to. Do not, I'm warning you, stay away. Stay away. Yeah. I told you one of my buddies was telling me in my little town, of Brady, Texas, where I grew up, and there was one lone white girl holding up a sign, Black Lives Matter, and all the people just, you know, doing their thing in this little country town, which shows you the cancer exists everywhere. But she couldn't get another person to join her. Oh, man. Don't live anywhere leftist control the city. By the way, my little town is going to be honoring me, I heard. So I'm looking forward to that. I don't know why, because it's not like I'm some big deal. But, yeah, they're supposed to be honoring me. So I was just talking earlier, morale's down with police. And leftists are crazy because they're taking the people, their protectors, and they're saying, you know what? We don't like you. We don't need you. Go away. We'll do it ourselves. And I tweeted that. I go, hey, you know what? If the cake hits the fan, call Kaepernick. If the cake hits the fan, call Roger Goodell. If the cake hits the fan in your city and you need to dial 911, let it go directly to one of the NFL kneelers. I heard a guy the other day, I'm definitely going to be kneeling when the season starts. Well, good, because I'm going to tell you something. There's going to be a lot of people not watching you kneel. So do it. They've already limited, I don't know if they're going to let people back in the stadiums, but as far as I'm concerned, they're doing the NFL a favor, because that's what it would look like without the COVID woo flu pandemic. Every one of these kneelers, tie your phone directly to your, if you live in Cincinnati or Cleveland or LA or whatever, don't call the cops. Call one of those NFL players and let them show up and do the job for the cops. I was watching a video the other day, and shots ring out. Pow, 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 pow. People start scrambling, running in the other direction. And you know what you see? Because your eye can sense it. You see people running against the flow. Two bodies running against the flow towards the noise. You want to know who they were? Well, they weren't running backs for the NFL. They were cops running towards the gunfire. And the dude shot like six people. I shot and killed a bunch of people. And I don't know the numbers, but he shot and killed a bunch of them. And the cops took him down, running towards him. Yeah, Kaepernick, you're a real hero. You know what Kaepernick won't do? He won't go and ride along with the cops and see what they do for a living. I guarantee you he won't do it, because he's a putz. Black Lives Matter. I'm glad these police officers and law enforcement officers all around the country are saying, screw you, Democrats. And I tweeted this. If you live in one of these cities where you no longer have police protection, you're going to be happy about the Second Amendment. I bet you people are going out buying guns in droves and bullets in droves right now. Getting pit bull. You know, everything that was bad for you? Man, these pit bulls, don't you ever own a pit bull? They're going out getting pit bulls and Rottweilers and getting guns and getting ammo and learning how to shoot bow and arrows, throw knives. They become virtual preppers. Because they know it is escape from L.A. It is the purge that is about to happen. Good for you, police officers. Teach them a lesson. I tell people all the time, it may sound cruel. Oh, Kevin, you're just such a mean guy. You're doggone Skippy I am. If it's time for you to get your lesson, I'm the guy. It's like I tell my sons. I'd be like, look, there comes a point where you parent and you parent and you go, okay, fine. You got to learn this lesson on your own. Here's the fork. Go stick it in the circuit. Go stick it over there. Go stick it in the socket, because you need to feel what electricity is when it jolts you, because I've been telling you to stop. Well, I'm not going to do it anymore. It's called tough love. And what leftism needs is tough love. Why do you think you have Donald Trump as a president? Because he's dealing out tough love. You need to close these borders. You need to stop these stupid trade agreements. You need to make people pay that our partners to pay for their own protection and not have us do it. We need to get out of these stupid wars that we have nothing to do with. We have no skin in the game over there. He's gone on. He's made sense of it all. We need to stop with all these government regulations. Why do we got to? Now we got to wear a mask and be 6 feet away, and we're going to have a bunch of inspectors and all this. Are you crazy? None of that stuff's productive over a lie. And you know what else? We need a media that tells the truth. These are things Donald Trump is essentially saying. And they all make sense. They all make sense. Few things you need to know about Black Lives Matter, folks. And I've been tweeting this every day. Black Lives Matter is racist. The organization is run by anarchists. They openly destroy society. There is no way a right-leaning organization would be able to get away with it, nor would they want to. There is nothing sinister about the Tea Party movement, for example. But here's what's bad about this Black Lives Matter racist organization. And I'm going to tell you, don't send me a note telling me anything different. If you want to tell me Black Lives Matter and I tell you all lives matter and you tell me Black Lives Matter trumps all lives matter, you're an idiot and you're buying into racism. It's really that simple. They do this and they get rewarded. I want you to understand this. They promote racism and they get rewarded. They get millions of dollars put into their coffers, which we all know is going to Act Blue, which is going to Democrat candidates. That is a fact. This racist organization being funded by a bunch of very elite, wealthy people who are getting a tax break for funding racism, then gets the money sent down to the Democratic Party, the Democratic operatives who come out and preach about how great Black Lives Matter is. They preach racism and we fund it. They're rewarded. There are people on the payroll for this nonsense. And you can come out with the best idea as a conservative on the planet and within a year it'll be gone. Trust me, I know because I've done it. I want you to imagine your kids behaving like Black Lives Matter. Yeah. They get a new Ferrari at the age of 16 because they burned down the house. Black Lives Matter, folks, is not about tearing down a few statues. It's about tearing down the American Republic. These people would tear down everything except Martin Luther King and Barack Obama, and it wouldn't be long before they tore down King. They would say he was too passive. They hate everything about this country. They want anarchy. They want to run it the way they see it because you do not want to be anywhere near it because you're watching it right now. And it's a good thing you're watching it because it's about to get you fired up. It certainly got some of these corn-fed white boys fired up. This race war they want built, it's happening, but it isn't just about race. It's about ideology. It's an ideological war. Because let me tell you, they don't care that I'm black. The minute I could be in the middle of an Antifa thing, they see me black. He's down with us. And I go, hey, go. I pull out my Trump hat. They will try to beat the crap out of me. Now, they might. They might beat the crap out of me. But I'll tell you what, there's going to be a lot of people in the hospital with me. I'm going to be over there going, yeah, I told you, don't y'all be messing with me. Yeah, I told y'all. How many of y'all is it? Six? Yeah, I might be eating through a straw for a while, but I'll tell you what, it's going to be a lot of them eating through some straws, and a couple of them ain't going to be eating. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, let me tell you how crazy these people are. They held a baptism where George Floyd died. He has been declared a saint by people in that movement. You want to know how stupid these people are? I'm giving to you. And here's the good news is every time they do this stuff, every time you feel like you've been piled on, know this. Know a moderate. An angel gets its wings. A moderate is moved over from the left to the right. A left-leaning Democrat is moved over from the left to the right. This is happening in numbers that you can't even imagine. And this is why I told you Donald Trump will win. I've seen polls. Biden's ahead by 12 points or 14. If you believe that lie, go for it. I'm telling you, there are people going, I'm done. And they write to me every day.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.